The show now arriving on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Sidings.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, Roger Delgado, and, as the station master, Arthur Lowe. The staff at Parsley Sidings are used to the unexpected. Sometimes a station hen may lay an egg, or sometimes even a train may stop. But when Station Master Hepplewhite calls a staff meeting, curiosity is aroused.
Hey, anyone know why old Hepplewhite's called this meeting?
Well, perhaps it's about the weighing machine going missing.
When did the weighing machine go missing?
This morning. Percy was helping that scrap merchant load it onto his barrow.
What? Never! I was trying to get it off the barrow.
Nah.
Yeah, give me back that weighing machine, you villain, I cried. But he was too strong.
What happened?
He hit me with a pound note.
Dad was very fond of that weighing machine. He often had a go on it.
Shh! Here he comes.
Good morning, staff.
Oh,
what a wonderful morning.
Morning, yeah. Morning. Yes.
You're very cheerful, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Indeed, Miss Simpkins. I just had the good fortune to purchase a weighing machine. Exactly the same as the one we already have.
Exactly the same?
A genuine antique platform weighing machine for only £15.
£15?
Yes, indeed. The seller had no idea of its true worth.
Who did you buy it from, Mr. Hepplewhite?
Oh, some scrap merchant with a barrow.
Aye.
Just think. Now we can have a weighing machine on each platform.
Yeah. Is that the end of the staff meeting, Mr. Hepplewhite?
By no means. I'm about to reveal good news.
Oh.
As you are aware, the time has come for the annual exchange of greetings between Parsley and its sister town in France, Lejeune.
Are we sending a card as usual, Mr. Hepplewhite?
I will read you a personal letter I had this morning from none other than St. Pancras himself.
Oh. Do you mean St. Pancras wrote personally to you, Mr. Hepplewhite?
He did. Cool. And as follows. Dear sir or madam. In view of Britain's entry into the common market, we feel the fraternal relationship between Parsley Sidings and Lejeune should this year be specially marked. We have therefore arranged that a member of Lejeune's station staff will spend 1 week as the guest of Parsley Sidings. In reciprocation...
Is that in England?
French National Railways have extended an invitation for a member of your staff to spend 1 week as their guest in France.
Oh, that'd be nice. Thank you.
Precisely. The question is, who?
Have no fear, sir. Leave it to me. I'll go and pack now.
Here.
Oh, be quiet, Valentine. We shall decide who is to go by ballot.
Couldn't we have a vote on it? I'm no good at dancing.
Now, first I must ask for nominations.
Percy Valentine.
Gloria Simpkins.
Bert Hepplewhite.
Ah, that is decided, then. I shall go.
Aye? Why?
As you three are tied with one vote each, I have to exercise a casting vote, which goes to the station master.
Oh.
Miss Simpkins?
Yes?
You may come as my secretary.
Oh!
Well, who's going to look after the station while you're away?
St. Pancras will appoint a deputy.
When do we go, Mr. Hepplewhite?
Friday week. We must give a good account of ourselves, Miss Simpkins. Remember, we are going not just as representatives of past decidings, but as ambassadors of British Rail to the common market.
This is Lejeune, Mr. Hepplewhite. We're here.
Magnifique.
What does that mean, Mr. Hepplewhite?
It's French.
Oh.
One needs it to converse with the natives. And I dare say this gentleman with the smart hat is the station master, Monsieur Dupont.
Oh, bonjour, bonjour. Welcome to Lejeune. Monsieur Hepplewhite, is it not?
Yes. Roughly speaking. How do you do?
Ah, oh, mais alors, who is the beautiful young lady?
I'm Gloria Simpkins.
Oh, enchantée. A name as beautiful as your charming self, mademoiselle.
Miss Simpkins is my secretary.
Oh, yes, of course, eh? As you English say, if you can't take it with you, better not to go, eh?
I beg your pardon?
Please, if you will follow me, I'll take your luggage to my office. Then I will show you briefly around my station. I am sure you'll find much here to enjoy.
What's that, Monsieur Dupont, next to the waiting room?
Oh, you can tell by the sign on the door. That is the De Faust Fumé.
That sign means no smoking.
Precisely. I was just about to say that.
What about that sign, then? Defiance to Crusher.
Ah, well, that means, watch out for falling aircraft.
Do not spit, Monsieur Plevit.
I shouldn't dream of doing so. I understand that we are to spend one day in Paris, Monsieur Dupont.
Oh, yes, indeed. At one of our biggest stations. In fact, Monsieur Gare Saint-Lazare himself wishes to meet you.
Monsieur Gare Saint-Lazare? Miss Simpkins? The head of French Rail himself. Bertrand and Valentine will be green with envy when we tell them we've met him.
Oh, but he's in the front row of follies right now.
Won't Dad be annoyed when he finds out you sent that deputy station master up to Scotland?
What? I sent him up to Scotland? What are you talking about? It was an administrative error.
But you said the posting clerk at Euston was a friend of yours.
How much did you get for that chocolate machine?
£1.75.
Right. Add that to the coal we sold yesterday. That makes 23 quid in the last 2 days.
Here, Percy.
Yeah?
There have been some complaints from those people who are renting the engine shed as a holiday chalet. They don't like these trains going through.
Oh, surely a bit of noise ain't too much to put up with for just 30 quid a week.
It's not the noise. They say when the trains come straight through the bedroom, they often have to walk 14 miles to get back into bed. Right?
What, you mean they're getting free rides? Did you get the fare off them?
Oh, yes.
Ah, good boy, right then. Only 2 more days before your dad gets back.
Dad's card said he's seen the head of French Rail today. I bet he's pleased.
Oh, Monsieur Plevit, may I present Monsieur Gare Saint-Lazare?
A great honor to meet you, sir.
The pleasure is mine, monsieur.
Are you all right?
It's a traditional French greeting, Monsieur Plevit. He is a very great man.
Oh. This is my secretary, Miss Simpkins.
How do you do?
Alors, enchanté, mademoiselle.
That was rather a long traditional kiss.
It is a very long tradition.
It is a great pleasure to have you here. Huh? Our two great countries must cooperate to put European railways on the right lines.
Bravo. I've brought a few photographs of our humble station. This is me and our station hen, Clara. Outside our booking hall.
And there's one of me showing off my tannoy.
Oh, me done!
Yes, we're rather proud of that tannoy. I've also brought you some gifts from past sightings. A pot of homemade damson jam and a bottle of cowslip wine. Would you care for a glass?
With pleasure, thank you.
Say when.
Mr. Heppelwhite trod the cowslips himself, you know.
When? Hmm? Monsieur Dupont, you may have the honor of drinking this special wine from Pastley Sidings.
Does it always heave about in the glass like this, Monsieur Heppelwhite?
A sure sign of good body.
Tell me, do you drink it or rub it on?
Come along, Dupont. Down the hatch, eh? Remember, Waterloo.
I do. And the buffet there was terrible. Oh, well.
table.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
We must make the most of your visit, monsieur. I understand you go home on Friday, no?
This is Dad's train, Percy.
Right, brace up. Give him a big smile.
Hey, do you reckon he'll notice the waiting room door's gone?
No. What? He'll be so full of gay parry, he'll have forgotten we got one. Here he is.
Where's my deputy, Valentine? I thought he'd be here to meet me.
Oh, he never arrived, Mr. Etwhite.
Never arrived?
No, Percy had him sent to the Outer Hebrides. Ah!
Oh, sorry, Bert. Was that your ankle? A slight administrative error there, sir. Your deputy was last heard of driving a sheep train on the Isle of Muck.
Odd.
How was your trip, Mr. Epplewhite?
Very successful, Valentine. I think Britain can be proud of us.
When's this French station master coming?
Next Wednesday. And to make sure his visit is a success, we shall give the station a French flavour.
Oh.
Pasty Sidings is poised to enter the common market.
Well, what are we going to do? Push it to Dover?
Don't be facetious, Valentine.
Sorry, sir.
My plan is to make our station a truly international centre. From tomorrow, we shall start our French campaign by selling croissants in the buffet.
Oh, where will we get the croissants from, Mr. Hepplewhite?
Bertrand can run a few bread rolls through his ticket machine.
What do you want me to do, sir?
You can paint the coals between the rails a delicate red, white and blue. When Monsieur Dupont arrives on Wednesday, I want him to feel absolutely at home. I trust you had a good journey, Monsieur Dupont. Our little station is all ready for your perusal.
Oh, it is a pleasure to be here, Monsieur Plevitt. Where is Miss Simpkins?
Ah, you want to inspect her tannoy. But first things first, I suggest we start our tour in the booking hall. My son, Bertrand, is in charge of it, you know. Monsieur, this is my son, Bertrand.
Oh, enchanté.
Hello, Mr. Enchanté.
Pardon me, Monsieur Plewitt, but why is your son wearing a string of onions around his neck?
Well, like the rest of us at Pasty Sidings, he's devoted to things French. I expect he's just come from his onion selling, haven't you, Bertrand?
No, I just put these on, like you said. Ah!
Sorry, Bertrand, was that your ankle?
Does your son use a push bicycle for his onion selling?
He used to, but he had to give it up. His onions kept getting caught in the wheel.
Would you like to buy an onion?
Later, perhaps. But where is Miss Simpkins, by the way?
Well, she hasn't got any onions. We couldn't find a string to fit her.
Thank you, Bert, and I'll see you later. Well, here we are at the tannoy booth. And here are Miss Simpkins and our porter, Valentine.
Oh, ma petite, ma chérie. Oh, let me crush you to my bosom.
All right, but don't bend me porter's badge.
Oh, hello, Pierre.
Oh, ma chérie, you are more beautiful than ever.
Oh, you will notice especially the design of the booth, with the easy-to-read timetable behind the microphone.
Gloria, how I have missed you.
Oh.
Did you see that, Mr. Epplewhite?
It's a common form of greeting in France. The head of French Rail did it to me, you know.
I hope he had a shave first.
Monsieur Dupont.
Oui?
The 11:26 is just about to arrive. If you will release Miss Simpkins, you can hear her do her announcement.
Yes, Mr. Hepplewhite. We do a lot of it in French, Pierre, for the benefit of international travellers.
Oh.
Ici Pasly Sidings. Le train on platform 2 is the 11:26 for Nettlepas-le-Wood, not stopping at Walton-sur-le-Todd or Potwhistle Halt. Merci.
Magnifique!
Thank you, Miss Simpkins. Now, Monsieur Dupont, if you'll come with me, our next point of call is our signal box. And our beloved old signalman, Monsieur Bradshaw. You'll find him an interesting character. Morning, Bradshaw.
Master Horace, welcome to my signal box.
This is Monsieur Dupont from France.
Bonjour, Monsieur Bradshaw. Enchanté de faire votre connaissance. I am a delight to meet you.
He's a froggy.
Monsieur Dupont is from Lagume in France.
Lagume.
Bradshaw was stationed in Lagume in 1915, you know.
Oh.
He was in the trenches. Isn't that so, Bradshaw?
I was in the trenches, you know. Me and the postmistress there,
The postmistress was my grandmother.
I never touched her.
Good heavens, what a small world. So Bradshaw knew your grandmother.
Your granny, eh? She had the little one then.
Yes. My mother, who was born in 1916.
Couldn't have been me. I was wounded in the Balkans.
What was that?
All I ever did, Joe, was walk out with her and show her my railway man's whistle.
Yes, that'll do, Bradshaw.
All I ever did.
Monsieur Dupont has come to see you at work. Perhaps you demonstrate your signals for him.
I know what I'll do, sir. I'll demonstrate my signals for him. Now then, monsieur. This one handles the points. And this one points the handle.
There's a train coming, Bradshaw.
What about that lever there?
Oh, it's funny you should say that. I've often asked myself the same question, you know. I wonder what would happen if I pull it.
No, Bradshaw, no, no.
Hey, well, that's what it does. It sends trains through the washout. Even when the doors are shut.
I dare say you have had many interesting experiences, Monsieur Bradshaw.
Your granny's been talking, has she? Huh?
Well, thank you, Bradshaw. We'll move on, I think, Monsieur Dupont.
Mr. Applewhite, disaster!
Ah, bonjour, Valentine.
Bonjour, nothing. That French gigolo's done a dirty on us, sir. He's planning to take Gloria back to France with him.
What?
He was making suggestions, sir.
I feared that something of that nature was going on. I've seen him looking at her. At first, I thought it was the uniform that attracted him. Now, I realize it was something inside. I'm talking about Miss Simpkin's personality. Oh. She's the best tenor announcer in the region. We can't afford to lose her.
No, not only that, sir. Once that Fionn gets her to France, who knows what could happen then, sir?
Dupont returns to France tomorrow, so there's no time to lose. We shall fight fire with fire.
What, set light to his trousers?
I mean, since Dupont has wooed her away, someone here must woo her into staying, using romantic methods.
Leave it to me, sir. With teeth clenched, I shall force myself.
Not you, Valentine. Bertrand.
Bert?
Hadn't you noticed how Miss Simpkins used to look at Bertrand before Dupont came along?
I thought it was amazement.
Cupid's dart, Valentine. Come with me. We must see him straight away. Bertrand, everything all right?
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Good. Tell me, my boy, have you noticed something between Dupont and Miss Simpkins?
In what way, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Oh, in that way.
Oh.
You know what that means, don't you?
No.
Bertrand, I know that you and I have never talked much about, well, things like... You see what I mean?
Yes.
Do you understand?
No.
The birds and the bees, Bertrand. Men mice and lady mice.
Having a nibble.
Yeah, that'll do. Bertrand.
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Father, my boy. Call me father. Pretend we're at home.
Oh, good. Can I go and feed my rabbit?
Bertrand, Miss Simpkins has got herself involved with Dupont. And we suspect it is his intention to...
If he hasn't already.
To take her back to France with him.
Oh, that'd be nice for her.
It would be terrible.
It would be terrible.
And so, Bertrand, we look to you.
What for?
To make her want to stay. She's a pretty attractive young lady, my boy.
Is she?
We can't let her go to France and leave past the sidings. Why, there's no one for 30 miles or more who can touch her on the tannoy. We know you can do it, Bertrand.
Touch her on the tannoy?
Woo her.
Woo her? Well, how do I do that?
Well, think of men mice and lady mice.
Oh, give her some cheese.
Give her some. Take her into the waiting room after the 6:15. There's a 2-hour gap before the 6:45. Turn up the gas fire. Take in a flask of cocoa.
Then what do I do?
You apply yourself to it. This rogue Dupont must be stopped. Past the sidings relies on you to make Miss Simpkins stay.
Give her some of the old...
Yes, Valentine, what's your blood pressure? Past the sidings is counting on you.
Well, there goes the 6:15.
Yes.
No more trains for 2 hours.
No. Gloria?
Yes?
Will you come into the waiting room with me?
I might.
It's warmer in there.
Bert, you mean... We can't.
Oh, all right, then. I'll go and feed Clara.
I mean, if we went into the waiting room, what would we do in there?
Wait.
What for?
Well, I expect something will turn up.
Oh, this sudden burst of passion, Bert. It's not the little green-eyed monster, is it?
Oh, no, Percy's off duty this evening.
I mean, I wondered if you're jealous because Pierre and I are... Well...
Are you?
Not yet, he hasn't asked me, but I think he might. He has so much to give a woman.
Would you like a piece of cheese?
He says I set his soul on fire and nothing can put out the flame.
I've got a flask of cocoa in the waiting room.
Oh, Bert, all this time I waited for you, but now it's too late. Pierre is all.
All what?
He's given my life meaning. He's made me feel like a woman.
So you don't want a piece of cheese?
I'm sorry I've broken your heart, Bert.
There's Danish blue if you'd like it.
In the past, I thought you and I might... But we didn't. And now it's gone.
With a big pickled onion.
I'm going out with Pierre tonight. I may go to France with him. For good.
Ah, Gloria, ma chérie, are you ready?
Hello.
Oh, bonsoir, Monsieur Pleuit. Come, Gloria. I have booked a table for two at the Robin Redbreast Tea Rooms in Biggleswick. There we shall speak a little more of les affaires d'amour, un peu de chasson.
No one tells me jokes.
Oh, don't worry, Bert. Someday someone will come along.
A brave try, Bertrand. You seen Miss Simpkins this morning?
No.
No doubt she's with Dupont, packing. His train will be here soon.
I reckon the man's a cod.
The word is cad, Valentine. Oh. But your sentiments are correct. Whoever built the English Channel knew what he was doing.
Good morning, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Good morning, Miss Simpkins. Simpkins, you've been crying.
Monsieur Dupont, he's married.
What?
What? Why didn't we meet his wife when we were in Lagoon?
She was away that week, taking their 9 children to the seaside.
Scoundrel.
Yeah, but he wanted you to go back to France with him.
But only as...
Disgusting.
As his tannoy announcer.
Burton.
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Don't just stand there. Comfort, Miss Simpkins.
All right. I'm sorry, Gloria.
What for?
What am I sorry for, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Oh, leave it to Percy. There, Gloria, come on. Come into the porter's restroom and tell Uncle Percy all about it. Come on.
Oh,
ooh, I'll rub it better for you.
Here comes Dupont. I'll confront the cad.
Ah, Monsieur Plevitt, wonderful news.
Now listen to me, Dupont.
Congratulations, Monsieur Plevitt.
I want a word with you. Congratulations.
Yes. This morning I received a note from the head of French Rail. He was so impressed with your dams and jam that he has awarded Pasty Sidings the Croix de Chemin de Fer.
Good heavens.
Also, he would like to use your photographs of Pasty Sidings in a book he is writing on the English railway station.
Monsieur Dupont, allow me to shake your hand.
Hey, what about telling him that he's...
Bertrand. Monsieur Dupont is our guest. Ah, and here's your train. On time. Another great moment in railway history. Got your bags?
Ah, oui, merci. Eh bien, au revoir, Monsieur Plevitt. Jeune Monsieur Plevitt.
Auf Wiedersehen, Monsieur.
Bye, bye.
Au revoir. Merci pour tout. Goodbye.
Bon voyage. What a charming fellow. Croix de chemin de fer, eh?
What's that mean, Mr. Heppelwhite?
It's Latin, Heppelwhite. You wouldn't understand. But what it means to us is there's a great European future for good old Parsley Siding.
Assisting the passage of British Rail from Parsley Sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heppelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Valentine Bradshaw and the head of French Rail, Liz Fraser as Gloria, Ian Lavender as Bert, and Roger Delgado as Dupont. The program was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor.